This section we're going to cover the system tray for Windows 95 and NT and 98. In 3.5 JAWS for Windows, you now have the ability to have JAWS running from the system tray. The advantage of this is it takes JAWS for Windows out of the Alt-Tab order. If you've got several applications running and you do Alt-Tab to move between running applications, this will avoid the JAWS application from appearing in that list. Now, to get to the system tray dialog in JAWS for Windows, you do Insert F11 to bring up a list of running applications. So let's take a look at the list that I've currently got on this computer.
JAWS, select the system tray icon dialog, list box, task scheduler is ready, 1 of 6.
So there are 6 items sitting in my system tray. There could be a different number in your computer. And if you just down arrow through the list, you'll hear the different choices. And pressing enter on one of them effectively does a right single click on it and usually opens a context menu. Okay, so there are 6 items in our system tray currently. I'm going to press escape and we'll go to the JAWS window and tell JAWS now to run from the system tray. So we should have 7 when we come back and we'll find it.
Taskbar.
I press the escape key to go back to the taskbar, and I'll jump to the JAWS window with an Insert J.
JAWS.
And press Alt F for the file menu.
Alt F, menu active, file, run JAWS from system tray.
Okay, run JAWS from system tray, and it is not checked currently. Pressing Enter on it.
Enter, leaving menus.
We'll put a check mark next to it. If I go back into the file menu, I should see that.
Alt F, menu active, file, run JAWS from system tray checked.
Now, we're going to choose Exit from this choice because we want to actually unload JAWS and then restart it so that it won't be on our taskbar, but it'll be in our system tray when we restart it now.
Run JAWS first. Exit Alt plus F4.
Pressing Enter.
Enter, leaving menus. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Quitting.
Yes, I am. I'll press Enter. And now JAWS has been unloaded. So I'll restart it now. I've got a hotkey keystroke to get this started again.
JAWS for Windows is ready.
Okay, so we've got JAWS for Windows running again. Now we'll find that it's no longer in the tab order because JAWS, instead of being on the taskbar, is in the system tray. So pressing Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, desktop, list view, not selected graphic, Alt-Tab, taskbar, Alt-Tab, desktop.
Just takes us between our desktop and our taskbar, and the JAWS window no longer grabs the focus. Now we'll do an Insert F11 to go back to our list box for the system tray.
JAWS, select the system tray icon dialog, list box, task scheduler is ready, 1 of 7.
And we now find 7 items in my system tray, and pressing the letter J,
J, JAWS for Windows,
locates the JAWS for Windows item in the list, and pressing Enter on it is the same as doing a right mouse click and should give us our context menu.
Enter, context menu, file submenu.
And the context menu now for the JAWS application out of system tray is the same menu that you would normally have in the JAWS application window itself if it were up on the screen. I'll down arrow through it.
Voices submenu, utility submenu, language submenu, help submenu, about dot dot dot, exit, file submenu.
So we see the 5 menu choices that we normally have: file, voices, utility, language, and help. And additionally, we get an about dot 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 and an exit choice right there on our context menu. Now there is another way to still access the JAWS menu bar. Using Insert J will still work. So if I press escape and leave the context menu,
leaving menus,
and if anytime you're in a Windows application and you need to get to the JAWS menus, you can do your Insert J, the same keystroke we've used all along.
Context menu, file submenu.
And it will open up that context menu right out of the system tray for you. So you don't have to go to the list box before you can get to the JAWS window itself.